Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we wrap up the week of prayer focus, the broadcast version at least. We've been talking about a time to plant. And looking at the things that God would want us to plant, the principles behind reaping what we sow. And that kind of applies heavily today as we look at the topic of a time to plant for eternity. And that concept, principle of God's, that not only do we reap what we plant, but, well, we reap after we plant. And so today is the time to plant for eternity. God tells us in Galatians chapter 6, verse 8, the one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. But the one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. As we consider what it looks like to sow seeds, to plant seeds of eternity in our own life and the lives of others, Paul writes to the Galatians and he kind of gives this contrast that has to do with, in a big part, our heart, our motivation. God's made it clear throughout Scripture that that's what he notices. Back in the Old Testament, as God was making known the second king of Israel after Saul had been chosen. And if you read the description, everybody really liked Saul being king in theory because of what they saw, because of his appearance, because of all of the popularity traits that would make him desirable to be their leader. And yet he failed. And so when it comes time to anoint, to make known the next king, it's where God tells us that the people look at the outside appearances. God looks at the heart. God chose David after all of David's brothers had been brought before the prophet, thinking surely one of them had to be it. And when it comes to planting seeds for eternity, it comes down to that heart issue of, is it about me and my selfish desires, or is it about pleasing God's Spirit? That Spirit that dwells within every believer. Who am I seeking to please today? And sometimes we take the easy route. We recognize that selfishness is not a good thing, and so we kind of move from a deliberate pleasing ourselves to, well, if I just please others. Well, again, the question might be, why? Not that it's a bad thing, but what's your motivation? What's your reasoning? You see, in a way, it's a step easier than, well, pleasing the Spirit. Because we can somewhat define who those others are, and we often do. And it's those that we agree with, it's those that we like, it's those that, well, it's easy to please. Because in a sense, it's just like pleasing myself. And so we move from pleasing ourselves to saying, okay, how do I please God's Spirit? How do I plant for eternity by what I do? And I want to make it clear, I'm not talking about earning our salvation. I'm not talking about planting good works that if they add up to enough credits, we get in. I'm talking about the fruit of a life that's prepared for eternity. Prepared through the blood of Jesus. Prepared by His gift. When the crowds were, the scripture says, cut to the heart, they were convicted by the message that Peter shared on the day of Pentecost. They realized that it was their sin and their rejection of Jesus that crucified Him. So that they cry out, what should we do? Peter gives that famous proclamation to repent and be baptized, every one of you, that you would receive the forgiveness of your sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit. And that's how we prepare for eternity. But because we've been given that gift of the Spirit, the fruit it produces in us grows and prospers when we sow to please that Spirit. When our life gives evidence that God's Spirit is within us, that gives evidence that our love for God is real. If we were to claim that we care about someone, that we love someone, Valentine's Day is coming up just around the corner, and a lot of money is spent trying to convince people of one's love. But if we buy the most elaborate Valentine's Day gift, if we do something, but that's the only effort we make in pleasing that other person, in recognizing them, in serving them, I'm guessing that relationship doesn't prosper, it doesn't grow, it doesn't mature. And it soon withers and dies. And that's the heart of planting for eternity. It's taking that relationship that's been established through the blood of Jesus, and with our life, planting seeds that grow that relationship, that makes it a vibrant relationship, that keeps it from withering and dying. It's the parable of the sower that Jesus says that some of the good seed was sown on the path and it simply got eaten up. But some took root, but it was in rocky ground and the root wasn't very deep and the sun came down and it just shriveled up. And others took root and grew, and yet it was among the thorns and the weeds, and the cares of the world choked out that seed that was planted. And when we choose to plant for eternity, we're paying attention to what our actions are producing. We're being mindful of the good soil of God's Spirit within us. And we plant the seeds of Well, the seeds of those fruit of the Spirit we've talked about this week. The love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. When we plant those seeds, they produce a harvest. God says a harvest of righteousness, a harvest that is for eternity. I suspect if you're listening this far into the broadcast, that is what you want. And so as we spend time praying today, I believe it's time to accurately evaluate. What are my thoughts planting? What are my actions planting? What are my decisions planting? What's the basis for them? Are they all about me? Am I really planting to please self? And be honest. I suspect most of us, at least, there's some things that we would have to say, yes, that's really about me. And evaluate, how much am I planting to please God's Spirit? How much do I want, in a sense, to put a smile on His face? You see, today, we can plant for eternity. And the good news is, when we plant for eternity in our life, when we sow those seeds to please God's Spirit, it's noticeable. And it helps to plant for eternity in the lives of others. When you see a growing and glowing and vibrant relationship, a marriage that has lasted and lasted and lasted, and you see the care and tenderness that the couple has for each other, for most of us, at least, it makes us step back and say, ah. And it makes us want that for ourselves. And when we plant seeds for eternity in such a way that God's Spirit is seen and that relationship is vibrant in our life, it plants those seeds in the minds and hearts of others. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself. It has made the way. It has done the work that we could never do. And God, today as we consider what it looks like to plant for eternity, may we be very aware that it's not something we're earning. It's not something we're working towards. It's our response in accepting Your gift. And it's a way that we come into relationship with You through Your Spirit. But we choose to stay in that relationship. We choose to plant in such a way that it helps that relationship grow. And so God, help us to look at our own life, to consider how much of what we do is planting to please ourselves. And how much of what we do is about pleasing You and Your Spirit within us. Help us to grow in our choices and our thoughts and our actions so that more and more they would really be about honoring You and pleasing You and being who You created us to be. Father, as we live and we enjoy and even celebrate freedom of choice in so much of our life, forgive us for those times that we've used that freedom for selfishness, for sinful desires. May we be mindful that all of that leads to destruction. And may we choose to live with a growing awareness of Your Spirit within us, May we devour your word so it's a part of our life. That every fiber of our being has been fed and fueled by your word. God, today may it be your spirit that we seek to please. And may our growing relationship with you be noticed. And as your word tells us, may we be prepared always to give an answer for that hope that's within us. To do so with gentleness and respect, to plant for eternity as people see the relationship we have with you and they realize it's something they want. God, today, may we lift up Jesus in everything that we do so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.